Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues and invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his. This is part of the new covenant. This is one of the implications, one of the benefits of being a new covenant believer. Mm-hmm. The fact that we can rest in Jesus Christ, that we no longer have to perform for him. We no longer have to try to get him to like us. We no longer have to try to get him to love us or accept us. All of that has been made clear to us in Jesus Christ. In Jesus, we realize God really does love us. In Jesus, we realize he really does accept us. We realize that God cares for us, that God's interested in us, that God wants to be around us. He's actually come into our presence by sending us his Holy Spirit. And so we don't have to worry about any of those things anymore. We can rest in the fact that all of that is true in Jesus Christ. So this rest is one of the benefits that we receive in the new covenant. I think it's one of the best benefits that we receive in the new covenant, because by golly, all of us got worn out and weary and our souls were blistered and just, you know, we just gave up, you know, or we're getting close to giving up. Mm-hmm. You know, burnout is one of the huge problems that exist in Christianity today, is specifically in pastors. You know, I think there's 1,500 pastors that walk away from ministry every single month. And it may be even more than that. Yes, why? Why do they do that? Because they're burned out. They're trying to do all this great stuff for God. And at the end of the day, they realize they just can't do enough. There's always more. There's always this restlessness. There's always this, I did okay, but I sure could have done better, and I could have done this better. Well, the new covenant invites you to rest in Jesus Christ. Andrew has written a book, and it's called Resting in Jesus. And the byline of it, I think, is the forgotten discipline, you know, resting in Jesus. We don't pay any attention to that. But wasn't that exactly what Jesus bid each and every one of us to do, to come unto him, and that he would give rest to our souls? Yeah. If you're weary, if you're burdened, come unto Jesus. You'll find rest in him.
Last night I was watching a bit of the Olympics, and the women's figure skating short program was on, and some of the most beautiful physical fluid movement I've ever seen in my life. So you enjoy the skating while it's happening, and then there's this moment of truth. And they go back and they sit in a place that's been designated for them to sit, and they wait for the scores, and there's a technical score and an artistic score. And I guarantee you there is no rest for those women when they're waiting for that score. It may be higher than they thought it would be. It may be lower than they thought it would be, but it's always somebody else's opinion of how you did. And so many times we relate to God that way. We go out there and we skate our best, and then we sit down and say, well, was it good enough?
Yeah, what's the score?
Yeah, and the problem is that we know in our heart of hearts that it's all or nothing. It's a 10 or a 0. There's no 6.8. And we're desperately hoping that maybe we can get the 8.5 and maybe that gets us through the week. But it doesn't work that way, and we know that it doesn't work that way, so there can't be any rest when we're trying to find out our score from Jesus.
Absolutely. So rest in Christ. That is the invitation of this new covenant. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work. Rest from your work, just as Jesus did from his. Sit down in Christ and enjoy his love, enjoy his grace, enjoy his mercy, enjoy his righteousness, enjoy his life, now and forevermore.
Yes.
That's the new covenant. That's basic gospel. Let's talk about it on today's broadcast. 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377. We would love to hear from you. If you have a question about your Christian life, if you have a question about a particular passage in the Word of God, call right now, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, we've got an email question here from Utica, New York, a person named Ron. During one of our Bible studies, a comment was made that when this person sinned, he wondered what it was doing to Jesus. Does he feel the nails twist in his hands every time we sin? This sounds like more of a guilt trip to me. Is this biblical?
Well, it sounds like a guilt trip to me, too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Jesus already suffered the pain and the agony and the torment and the separation of your sin. He already experienced that. He did that once 2,000 years ago on a cross, a Roman cross on a hill outside of Jerusalem. All of God's wrath was directed at him at that very moment in time. And he suffered. But that suffering came to an end. Why? Because God the Father was satisfied with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He was buried. That shows that old covenant had come to an end. And then the third day he was raised back to life. So no, he's not feeling, you know, every little sin. He's up sitting at the right hand of God the Father. The book of Revelation gives us a little insight into what that is, what he's doing up there, and how the whole angelic community is bowing and worshiping and praising and honoring him. He was exalted. He's sitting on that right hand, right, that throne of God, right next to his heavenly Father. That is the good news. So we have to recognize that the work has been finished, and that the blood serves as an eternal sacrifice, making intercession for us at all times. Jesus suffered. He suffered 2,000 years ago. It's done. It's finished.
Yeah, it's time to rest in that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. If you have a question, we would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. I want to remind you of our wonderful resource that we're offering this month. It is called The New Covenant Journey. It's hot off the press. It's the best-looking resource that we've come out with in many, many years, and it is a fabulous Bible study guide. I think one of the things that is most helpful to people is a Bible study guide like this. It's simple. It's direct. It lists passage after passage after passage. It has questions about each and every passage that really help, I guess, immerse you in what the message really is, what this gospel message really is. And our purpose is to see that you're connected to the love of Jesus Christ. And I think this resource will help that happen in your life. If you want to know that you know that you know that you're loved by God, this is a fabulous resource just for you, The New Covenant Journey, and it's yours for a gift of any amount this month, The Basic Gospel. So take advantage of this wonderful resource, a gift of $10, a gift of $50, a gift of $100. That's going to help us continue to reach out through radio, through the internet, through other media outlets, and connect others to the love of Christ. And to say thank you, we're going to send you this fabulous Bible study guide, The New Covenant Journey. Yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. All the information is available at basicgospel.net. Just click the support link and follow the instructions.
Yeah.
1-800-677-9377. Let's go to Mike, listening to us in Calgary, Alberta. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing? God bless you both.
And thank you as well,
the
Mike.
The reason I'm calling is I had a question, like, when we become like Christ, are we going to be like God, or are we going to become like Christ? Or are we going to become like both? The reason I'm asking is because God, he doesn't have any time. There's no time. He sees the past. He sees the future. You know what I mean? Are we going to be able to see that too? Or will we see the past? Will we see the future?
Well, Mike, that's a good question, and I don't really know. I'm assuming, since God's name is I Am, that he's always in the present, that will be the case for us. will always see things as if they're present. That's a little odd for us to think about that because we're bound by time. We think in terms of past, present, and future. We think linearly. Is that the right way
linearly.
To say? There you go. easy for me to say today. But that's how we think. So we have this timeline, and we look at things like that. But we're not going to see it in those terms when we're with the Lord, when we have our new bodies, when we're in His presence forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we won't be God, but we will be transformed.
Like Christ, when he died on the cross, he has that memory in his mind, correct? I mean, I'm sure he remembers all that. Will we have the same memory? Will we see that in our memory? History, as we say, the history that's passed, will we see all that or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. I mean, what we do know is that, when we're going to be with him, he's going to wipe away every tear. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things have passed away. That's what Revelation 21:4 tells us. So we know that the old order of things is going to be passed away. So I think we're just going to be so enamored by Christ Jesus himself, so enamored by this new order of things that the old order is not going to be, in our minds whatsoever. Now, how that is, I don't know. That's a God thing.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, I believe. Anyway, thanks a lot. That answers my question, I guess. Have a great day, you both. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day as well. Thanks for your call, Mike. Let's go to Wayne, listening to us on WLNO. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, how y'all doing, Bob, Richard, and Bob?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Listen, I've got something interesting to share with you guys. Y'all opened up with this issue of rest, and you were talking about, in Matthew 11:28, where he says, come to me. And I actually did that last night. It just came to me, and I said to myself, well, what does it mean when Jesus says that he's going to give us rest? So I found a cross-reference to Jeremiah 31:25, and I'd like to just kind of get you to expound on this because it's really neat. It says, for I satisfy the weary ones and refresh everyone who languishes. And, I mean, that's actually a beautiful picture of how he fulfills that void that we all have when we come to him. And it's just fantastic. Could you expound on, for I satisfy the weary ones and refresh everyone who languishes?
Well, Wayne, that's a great passage, and it's interesting that it's in Jeremiah, and it's in Jeremiah 31, which is the passage where God moved Jeremiah to pen the new covenant.
Right.
So Jeremiah 31 through 34, he writes out what this new covenant is going to be. Well, in this new covenant, that's where we're going to find refreshing for our souls, and that's where we're going to find satisfaction. under the old covenant, we're not going to find that. We're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to be restless. Why? Because our souls haven't been satisfied. We haven't been satisfied that we've done enough. We haven't been satisfied that we've pleaded enough. We haven't been satisfied that we've loved enough. And, I talk to people all the time that are in hospitals, that are close to death. And one of the things that I hear more often than not from these folks is this: I wish I had just done more. I wish I could have read the Bible more. I wish I had prayed more. I wish I'd given more.
Yeah.
I wish I had taught Sunday school more. I wish I had gone on mission trips more. I wish I, and it just, on and on and on. What is that? That's a sign of a soul that hasn't been satisfied.
Yeah.
Why? Because the soul is clinging to self-effort as a way to get satisfied.
And see, and that's exactly what Hebrews says, that we have entered that rest, so we can cease from our works as he did of his.
That's exactly right. So
yeah.
we have to be satisfied in the Lord. We have to be satisfied in the fact that the gospel message gives us Jesus. That's the good news. We get Jesus. When we
That's
believe,
right.
we get Jesus. We get
That's right.
Jesus living inside of us, our hope of glory. We
right.
get him living with us, going through life with us, going through thick and thin. We have Jesus right there with us. That satisfies the soul. That gives us rest.
Absolutely.
Knowing that we belong, knowing that he's in us, that's how this verse is fulfilled in this new covenant.
Yeah.
There's a really neat follow-up. If you look at verse 26, Jeremiah says, "At this I awoke and looked around. My sleep had been
Boy.
Pleasant to me." Now, there's the telling message. God is giving him all these promises for restoration and rest and all of that stuff. And Jeremiah gets it, and he wakes up and he goes, "Whoa, that was really nice."
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
you experience when you begin to rest.
Well, in a restless heart, a restless soul
is
a soul that struggles to sleep well at night.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to men especially, you know, with the burdens of financial burdens mm-hmm. and, you know, trying to make a buck out there, trying to provide for families and all of those sort of things. And I'm not saying this is just a male problem, but the guys
right.
that I've talked to, you know, I'll say if you could ask God for one thing right now, what would it be? And a lot of them will answer this way: "I'd just like to be able to sleep well at night."
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because just all the burden that they're carrying upon their shoulders is causing a restlessness inside.
Yeah.
And they're not really trusting the Lord. But when you let go of that, cast your cares upon the Lord, rest in him, sleep is one of those benefits. That's good news,
yeah.
isn't it, Wayne?
Yeah, yes, Bob. You know, and last night I just kind of had this inclination to look this, you know, not from the point of view of, you know, what's in it for me. That had nothing to do with it. I just, you know, he says he gives us rest. So what does this look like? And, you know, I kind of just did some cross-referencing. And when you do, it just paints a beautiful, beautiful picture that he's the one that satisfies us. I mean, Scripture is all full of that, you know. And then there was another cross reference in John 7:37. It says, "He who believes in me." Actually, I'm reading 38. "He who believes in me, as the Scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." I mean, we could just go on this topic, but it's such a fantastic topic, and we do have to realize as believers we can rest, we can take that sigh of relief, and like Richard said back in Jeremiah, my sleep is pleasant, and I mean, Richard, you're so right about that. I mean, it's just cool. So, you know, I'm sitting here, y'all opened up the show about that, and I said, "Well, man, I was just doing this last night."
Yeah. Well, God's timing is always good. And so, Wayne, it's always nice to hear from you. We sure appreciate your heart and your friendship and your love and support, my buddy.
Same here, my brother. I just wanted to weigh in on the topic. So.
Well, glad you did. Thank you. Thanks for your
All
call.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Dana in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi, Dana.
Hey, our Lord's disciples in Christ. How are you guys, man? I love you guys. Hey, I've been homeschooled for the past 5 years through the Living Spirit, who is my rabbi, and finally getting the word of truth through you guys, but the topic is pretty much based on where I'm at. My wife's niece is... was battling cancer for the past year, and she's not going to make it, and it was because of the insurance and stuff, and I really was praying hard and believing that our Lord could say, you know, heal her. What my question is, how do I, besides praying, is there something in the Word of God in the New Covenant that I could read to Pam, my wife, and maybe to Jennifer in her deathbed? I know where she's going, and I'm going to rejoice where she's going, but it's the ones that are left behind that that's the hard part for us. He's only 41 and has a beautiful son at the age of 5. Is there anything that, like, besides Psalm 23 or something that gives us that rest when our sister in Christ goes home?
Well, Dana, I normally point people to, yes, it does. I normally point people to John chapter 14, where it talks about the fact that he's the way, the truth, and the life, that he's going to go away, that he's going to prepare a place for us, and he's going to come back and get us and take us to where he is. That's always a comforting passage. But these passages, it's our response to that. It's the faith in what the truth is that these passages contain that's going to bring about the rest. It's going to bring about the peace. There's lots of folks that know passages that can quote them. They've memorized them, but they're still without peace. Why? Because they're not responding to that in faith. It's just words. They've just believed it intellectually, but there's no real heart knowledge of these things. So, Dana, you know the love of Christ. You know that he has forgiven all of your sins. You know that he has declared you to be righteous in his sight. You know about this new covenant. You're responding to that by faith. And just allow that response of faith in the love of Christ bring the comfort to your heart. Jesus said, "Come unto me." We can read that verse, but as Wayne was saying, you know, there's kind of an act of the will that needs to be involved in that. I read the verse, but there's this act of the will saying, "I am going to come unto you. I am going to listen to you and to be taught of you, and I'm going to trust you to comfort me and to give rest and peace to my soul." So, but what I would point to is John 14, maybe Philippians chapter 4. I think that's a powerful passage as well. And then, you know, 1 John chapter 4 is a good passage, so.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Love you guys. And thank you for your encouragement and your wisdom and knowledge and helping us do walking the walk. And thank you. I just can't
you're,
say enough
you're
about
welcome.
You.
You're welcome, Dana. You're thank you for your call. And you just keep loving that niece of yours.
Yeah.
And sharing with her and just entrust that whole situation to the Lord, okay? And let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much for your kindness and your love. Amen, brother. Thank you. Peace
well,
be with you.
Well, thanks for your call. Well, this is Basic Gospel, where we say most every day the basic gospel is simply this: Jesus Christ is alive.
Yes.
He was raised from the dead. That resurrection was proof that the work was completed, that God had received the sacrifice. He was satisfied with it. And that now, through this resurrected life, we too could be made alive. That's what this new covenant is all about. It's a covenant of life in Jesus Christ that hinges on the very resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's the good news of the gospel, and we love to share that. That's what this radio ministry is all about, letting people know that Jesus is alive and he has something to say to you right now. We ask you to join with us. We need your support. We need your prayers so that this good news can continue going out over the airwaves on your local radio station. Will you join with us? Will you become a Basic Gospel partner? Commit to giving, you know, $25 a month, $50 a month, or whatever the Lord puts on your heart. If you will, let us know. Go to basicgospel.net. Just click the support link, and all the information is right there on how you can contribute. And this month, for those who contribute, we're going to say thank you by sending a fabulous new resource called the New Covenant Journey. Well, we've enjoyed being a part of your lives on this edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you again tomorrow.